Next, we have the Eau Claire Area School District, and that's Nick and Mary.
So, full disclosure, I'm from Eau Claire. My wife teaches at the Long Middle School, where this happens, but I don't know anyone. I don't know the artists involved. That was no benefit.
And we talked about that. Full disclosure. Yeah. So.
This is an application. Technically coming through the Eau Claire Public Education Foundation. The total budget for the project, this is a community sculpture project. The total expenses is planned to be $8,000, and the request grant is $3,000. The target includes a pretty broad range of the community, all the way from middle school students, but then also, maybe not in a way that's totally clear to me, trying to invite other community members to come in and participate in the production of the artwork as well. Since it's pretty wide open in terms of participation, they anticipate a wide range of participants, although that will really depend on how they decide to get people involved. The big expenditure in terms of the sculpture is, so they're going to create a sculpture, collaborating with a local artist at a place called Artisan Forge, which is a new kind of artist shared space where people can rent space and do art and share resources. They'll build a big metal armature and then incorporate pieces of older buildings from the community that have been saved specifically for the project, as well as books that will be apparently modified in terms of how they look, but also in terms of what's represented on the covers. The goal is to include a variety of streams from Eau Claire's history, from the cultural different background, as well as kind of the economic background, and then kind of an overall theme of water. The end result is the installation of this artwork in a new arts center called the Pablo Confluence for the Arts, where the sculpture is really something where people can interact with it by sitting there and I guess contemplating the historical implications of artistic elements. I think this will probably make a really cool sculpture, but my sense is almost like they kind of knew what they wanted to make and then worked backwards. So in terms of how they're going to get the community involved, I don't see a lot of detail. I also don't see a lot of detail about what the students will learn. What are the educational outcomes of this experience for them? I like the fact that they're really bringing partners together from the university, from this private business, Artisan Forge, the school district. But it seems to be very top down. They're kind of saying this is going to be the end result, and you can contribute in these very specific ways. I didn't find that there was a good plan for evaluating what the end result is going to be, what is the impact of it going to be, what is the educational experience going to be for the students. So I would have liked to see more detail about a process to include the students in the planning of the sculpture, and more details. They're going to be involving a historian from the university, but again, I feel like there was a lack of detail about how that information will be collected and incorporated by students.
Yeah, Nick, picked up on the exact same things. And full disclosure, I lived in Eau Claire for 6 years, and I worked with the person who wrote this a long time ago. I think one of the problems, I think, in this whole process, that it's clear that the person who wrote this is not a grant writer.
Yeah.
And the other ones we read, they have a grant writers.
Yeah.
So I think, can we ask, did she call Wisconsin Arts Board for any help with writing this?
Not a draft. Although it was not sent a draft.
Yeah, because I think there are certain questions that we have, I think, could have been addressed if she had a little help shaping the grant. But all the things that you mentioned, those are the same points that I had. I have just other questions, and maybe there are already answers to this, but it wasn't included in the proposal. So it wasn't clear if they already had permission from the Confluence Center to install there.
Honestly, at this stage of their development, it's probably not approval to be given.
Yeah, that's right. So the thought is, well, this is where we want to put it, but is there a high likelihood that there's going to be a place for it there? And I'm assuming yes, otherwise they wouldn't have developed this, but that's not super clear. I don't know how students will be recruited to work on this. Are they all from DeLong? Not real clear about that. And the historical research phase of the project, who's leading that? What's involved in that? That goes back to the question of what are the educational outcomes? Like if Chippewa Valley Museum or UWC professors are involved, are they going to actually have direct interaction with students through that part? And they mentioned an art literacy relationship, but what is that other than they're doing book covers? Mm-hmm. So where's the literacy growth? So that's another learning outcome that could be fleshed out. And then, yeah, the same thing is, where is student choice in it? If they can choose the book cover they're going to do, it seems like that's the only place that they have choice.
And how many books are really going to be included in it? That is the point of student choice.
Yeah.
How much involvement is that?
Yeah. And in their previous, the preliminary proposal, they showed a work sample there of what a sculpture with all these books look like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you only really see the book binding.
Right.
The spine, yeah. So there's just questions about that. And it's not necessarily a bad experience for students to learn how to do a collaborative public sculpture process. They're acting more like worker bees. Like, here, we're going to do the work. And that can be valuable, but I think it could be even more rich if some of these other things.
Yeah, you know, so. As a former educator and definitely not a grant writer, I think the project itself presents like a high artistic merit, but I understand that you have to justify and show evidence of all the steps needed, especially for installation. Otherwise, you're going to end up with this beautiful piece, but then what do you do with it afterwards? But I kind of torn by potentially not scoring a project high because of lack of resources, like a grant writer to support all the evidence needed. When as an art teacher, I'm envisioning this in the process, and they have the skilled staff available to get it done. I can't separate myself like, oh, I know how that's going to work, because going back to my art education training.
Right.
But I totally agree. There's some very strong points to be made to the actual nuts and bolts of a project and some of the evidence not being there in the narrative.
Like a social studies teacher who's going to work with the project?
Yeah.
Because maybe they're doing local history during those years anyway.
Yeah.
Or an art teacher.
And I also...
Graphic arts.
I think what you were saying, too, is that, you know, from the way I read this, I mean, it's really one person who's pushing forward. And I know Kathy well enough that she's always looking for community connections. So it has strong... There's not a lot of people stepping up to do that kind of leadership, but she also has a full-time job, and she has all these other side things.
Yeah.
So just acknowledging that that's awesome that she's even putting this proposal forward. So,
other comments on that one? And I'd say, you know, we don't want it to be a requirement that someone has a grant writer on staff, yeah, especially in a school situation like this. But I'd say assess it, you know, really based on what is there and the content that you see, and, you know, based on that criteria.
Okay.